He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
My fellow Americans. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not. Welcome to School Talk here at 244. But don't call in. Don't call in. I got a special guest calling in. But I do got the special numbers out there. SchoolTalk1@yahoo.com. Welcome to the best side, the west side, the main side here, Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, the school that maintains that we will be the best and will deliver the best students out there in the world. News you can use. My producer. Good morning, Mr. Producer Zach.
Hey.
I got Zach in the hallway too. Zach Harshman's out there in the hall. Hey Zach, how you doing? I got Zach out there somewhere. I got two Zach. We got two Zachs.
Yeah. We got two Ethans. We got two Jalens.
Dang. Okay, exactly what I'm talking about. And Ethan. Never mind.
We got two Baileys.
Two Baileys.
Hi.
We got lots of doubles this
That's
year.
That's cool. I'm seeing double too.
Only one roll though.
Need more sleep. I'll thank you for the coffee. Yeah, Zach, appreciate the coffee. We got some stuff and things going on here at high school. We're going to deal with that. And we got a caller calling. We're going to deal with that. I did some stuff last night. I'm going to deal with that. And I got problems, but we'll deal with that.
There's a sale. Sure. I'm going to deal with that.
You going to deal with that? Okay. Let's get right to it. Got a lot of things to do before the phone starts ringing. Let's get right to the.
That's right, the big board here on Johnny 9.9. Well, the Indianapolis Colts did win their game 27-20 last night. That was an impressive game. I got a chance to come home about the last few minutes of the second quarter. Got to watch the rest of the game. So good job to Matt Hasselbeck. You impressed me a lot, and I bet you impressed a lot of Colts fans. But speaking of football, Ben Davis football, tonight we need these next two games. If we want to make the playoffs, or if we need that really good draft going into the playoffs, Ben Davis football at Lawrence Central tonight, kickoff at 7 p.m., pregame at 6 p.m. on John 9.9. School Talk with Emerson, of course, every Friday from 7:30 to 8, but until October 25th.
Break time.
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Chuck Brewer, candidate for mayor, will be on School Talk today.
Yeah.
So.
We get the phones working.
Yeah, hey, we got the phones up and working again.
They are working.
Hey, Chuck, call in.
Yes.
I know you're listening. 244-9234. 244-9234. 244-9234 for our listening. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You're fine. And Giant 9.9 request line. Is 317-244-9234. That's 244-WBDG, or as Jess Araya and I love to say, big WBDG.
Hey, big day. That was what?
Hey.
Cool. Before my caller calls in, John, you're okay. I know you're an IU grad and everything.
Yes, sir.
So don't get mad at me when I say what I'm getting ready to say.
Here we go.
I had an awesome time last night on the Purdue campus.
See, I got a joke about Purdue, but I can't say it on the air.
So big shout out
goes out a great school
to the Purdue School of Business, Purdue Cranet, up there. They hosted Damon John last night.
Yeah.
As a speaker during their leadership series, the Cranert Leadership Series, it was pretty awesome. Mr. Logan Jordan, hats off to you, sir. Dr. Logan Jordan, hats off to you for an awesome time there on the Purdue campus and an event last night with Damon John. And I learned a little bit. I'm taller than him. He's got more money of the Shark Tank. That's pretty cool. So, hey, so if you young folks going to Purdue, hey,
it's a good school.
Keep going. Keep going. I mean, awesome. They got some, their business.
Great programs there, engineering, business, agriculture, great school.
My daughter went through the Kelly School of Business, IU, so these business schools are doing what they're supposed to do, pumping out business leaders of tomorrow. And I've heard some of the folks that got awards last night, some of the things that they're doing and kind of money they're making with those college degrees. That's what I'm talking about.
They just extended the president's contract, too?
I talked to him. I talked to the president.
We have a good story.
Yeah.
When we were doing the Dr. Martin Luther King breakfast here, you remember that? We got the governor on our airwaves that night, but he was serving food. Mm-hmm. So Emerson went back and in order, because we had our wireless mic, it only goes so far. So in order for him to be heard, here, Emerson's dragging the governor by, like, his T-shirt over. I could just imagine the state police were watching him like a hawk. Like, where's this crazy guy taking the governor?
I was sitting at a table right next to his table, a 10-top. And I approached him, introduced myself, told him to my phone. I said, we talked to you at Ben Davis High School when you were there, and we brought a number of students to your office for interviews. He said, I remember. How you doing? I said, So we talked a little, just for a little bit. So
President
Mitch Daniels of Purdue University. Three years.
Has he been there
three years? He said about 3 years. And that freaked me out, you know.
It seems like, well, I guess I'd be right because, you know, we're coming up next year's the governor's election.
Yeah.
So I guess that'd be about right.
3 years. And
hard to believe.
I talked to some people there and they said that it was kind of weird, not weird, but not surreal, but kind of crazy. No, not crazy, but can't find the right word. But it's kind of different when you see President Mitch Daniels walking around the campus like everybody else, just walking without an entourage of state police and bodyguards.
But, you know, whether you like the politics or not, Mitch Daniels was always approachable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what one thing that I always respected about him is that you could walk up to Mitch Daniels and have a conversation with him. So.
Yeah, he's still approachable.
Right. I mean,
he's approachable as a governor. So therefore, that's got to be the man.
I don't know how Mike Pence is. I've never been close to Governor Pence.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
We're going to, let's approach him and see what happens.
Let's compare him to Mitch Daniels. Show.
Yeah, let's, you know, so we're comparing you to Mitch Daniels. Can we approach you like we approach
I take that back. I have been close to the governor. He was here in the studio.
Oh. Hey. So he is approachable.
Yeah, well, he came by. He did a tour of the Career Center.
I saw that.
Yeah, last year. And Corey Clark, a WVDG staff member who's now has some opportunity to do some TV games for ESPN3, by the way.
I'm excited about
Corey
that.
Clark, he just sent me a message this morning. But Corey Clark from, he's now down at Indiana State, but we presented him with a T-shirt, and the governor came in here to the studio and looked around and shook some hands.
Hey.
And he was out the door and then went back and got to sit down with him. So he was approachable.
Well, we need to get him. He's running for re-election, right?
Yes.
That's what email said anyway. So got to get him in here.
Yeah.
You got to come out and see what he's going to do for our young
people. Hopefully get John Gregg and maybe the Libertarian candidate in here next year.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we try to do every year.
We do reach out and say, hey, because our young people here need to know, and the parents listen, the teachers listen, and history is made on this station. I mean, it has. The last time, like when Mary Ballard was just a candidate, and he came to our radio station on a Friday, no entourage, just him, and that was the day that he took control of the polls over my good friend Mayor Bart Peterson on that day. And Channel 13 brought their cameras out and did the story from here and BDTV right there on the main news.
It was really cool too because like 2 weeks before, we'd had Bart Peterson, the mayor, and when the mayor at that time when he came in. We had a room full of kids, and, you know, he came around and he shook hands with all the kids, and he had all of his people with him, and he had a couple of his deputy mayors with him, and, you know, he comes in and does the show, and when he leaves, he goes out, shakes all the hands again.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's like, where are we gonna take him out? Well, we'll have to take him out that door. It was all like, they had it all timed and everything, and then Greg Ballard came in. And literally, I walked in, and this is the great thing about Mayor Ballard, too. He's approachable.
True.
But, you know, I walk into the room, and it was set up like it is today. And I walking down the hall because I think I was running maybe a little late that day. I was not late for the show, but later than I usually run. And so I walk in and I don't see anybody in the area. And I'm like, oh man, he stood us up. That's what I'm thinking. Well, then I heard Emerson laugh. And so I walk in and it's just Emerson and Mayor Ballard sitting at the table here.
Yeah.
Just the two of them. And, you know, he didn't have an entourage.
I went to get him from the front door and he's standing inside our door, just standing there. I think it was on his phone, just by himself, standing like a student. I said, oh, hi, Mr. Ballard. That's
and,
nice.
And so he came back and did a great show. He's been on this show twice.
Yeah. And he's been on the show. Plus, he hollers out to the young people. And he's very reachable. He's reachable. He's approachable. He'll listen to you. He'll talk to you, which that's pretty cool. You know, and that's one thing about our local politicians. And John, you know something about this.
We had Maggie Lewis on the program.
Yeah, I mean. But our local politicians, you have got to be able to, they got to be approachable because they're right here in your face. Mm-hmm. And for you to affect change in the neighborhood, you need to work through these people, talk to these people. And you can get to them. Like, you can't get to President Barack Obama or get to Congressman. Well, you can get to, I take it back. You can get a little bit to Andre Carson's office.
You get close to the president. Yeah. Well, you touched his shoulder.
Yeah, you saw Secret Service, yeah. Didn't you?
He wasn't the president then. Yeah, either. No.
The same one of those guys in charge is detail now. So I like try that now. What I did, I'd be losing the thumb or a hand or something. Get back here.
Yeah, we could have next year, conceivably, as many players as there are, and if Joe Biden gets in, who knows on the Democrat side? But Indiana could. Matter both ways.
It sure could.
Next year. And that will be a lot of fun if
that
happens.
A lot of fun.
Because we'll be huffing.
We'll be huffing.
We'll be all over the place.
Going to places. You know, taking our young folks out on the weekends and covering events. Well, do you think you're going to make it in on the number?
I don't know. I don't know. 244-9234 is that number.
Yeah. I sent a tweet out to we got a little. So anyway, but
you know, things come up,
but it's picking up coming up. I'll go and talk about it. There is the Westside Chamber of Commerce at Westside Chamber of Commerce. Say that three times.
Commerce.
You say it.
Westside Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you very much.
Commerce.
They'll be hosting a mayoral. Say that.
Mayoral.
Candidates, brewer.
That is tough to say.
Especially in the morning.
Mayoral.
Your lips ain't working, you know?
It's a bunch of sounds that don't go together. Mayoral.
Yeah, like a mayo sandwich or something. You know?
It's like gubernatorial.
Gubernatorial. Who made that word up?
I don't know.
Words. I know every year, I'm off again, but every year, at the end of the year or first of the year, they put new words in the dictionary.
It's what we call tap dancing.
You know what they do?
A little salsa. Oh,
that might be that one guy. Ooh, tapping through the courthouse. Was like that one actor with the hat.
Oh, the sidestep.
Ooh, I love to dance a little sidestep.
Yeah. Oh, I love that movie, boy. It reminds me of all my political friends. Yeah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's awesome, awesome. You got to check the movie out. I won't even say the title. I can't say the title.
I know we can't say it.
we can't even say it. It's a family show, but it's a good show.
Right.
We just can't say the title. The title's kind of risque, you know, but anyway.
It's the best little blank in Texas.
Yeah. Steak, not steak, but anyway. They got some good steaks, too. I don't know if I've been there, but I've had Texas. Anyway, shut up. Tuesday, October 13th at 7 p.m. in the MSD of Wayne Township. You come back next week. Go,
it's just going to be Zach here.
Yeah.
Actually, there won't be anybody here because we'll be on fall break.
Back in the day, TV used to go off.
Right.
Y'all kids don't know nothing about this, but back in the day, TV actually went off the air.
Yeah.
And you got a test pattern.
You had it at night, like it would have last night, because I fell asleep on my couch watching after the Colts game. I don't even remember the post game.
I know this ain't playing. That's pretty bad.
I fell asleep right afterwards, sitting up.
That's scary.
Sitting up on my couch. And so I fell asleep, and I wake up this morning about 5:55, and the morning news is on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what time is it? I felt like I'd slept all night. I did. I guess I need to sleep sitting up. That's my new thing. But, yeah.
TV went off.
It went off the air. It went off the air like at midnight. Right. Came back on at 6 a.m.
Right. Usually. They play the national anthem.
Right.
And then it goes to a test pattern. Then you hear,
then all of a sudden,
yeah.
This is the static hour.
Yeah. Static hour. Yeah. A little test pattern thing. But y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't watch TV till TV goes off. Now check that one out. Watch TV till TV goes off.
Right.
TV never goes off now.
No.
And I tell my wife, she falls asleep with the TV up. Cut the TV off.
Why?
I like listening to it. But you're asleep. But I like listening to the TV. But you're asleep. Cut the TV off. No, I need to sleep so I can hear it. But you're asleep. But it's on. What? No. And it's LEDs. So you burn the LEDs out. Aren't you? Mr.
I don't know.
Techno-tech?
I don't think LEDs really burn out.
They
burn out
like, really, it takes a while. Yeah, they really don't burn out as much.
They do. We in trouble, boy.
Yeah.
They probably know out there.
Yeah.
LEDs are pretty.
LEDs burn kids.
Bailey
LEDs.
Said, I don't know.
Oh, exactly.
Zach said,
what's up? Like the Fonz, yeah.
Sean's out, they burn out, man. Sean's out there, and his 8 o'clock, he'll be running for the breakfast because his stomach rumbles.
Yum.
He feels this. That's his tummy. But anyway.
Okay, let's go back now. October 13th
at 7 p.m. in MSD at Wayne Township, Chapel Hill, 7th and 8th Grade Center, 7320 West 10th Street. The citizens will have opportunity to do what we're not doing is talk to Chuck Brewer and Mr. Joe Hogsett in person.
Yes.
That's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be a forum.
And I have seen Chuck Brewer in person, mm-hmm. and obviously I've seen Joe Hogsett in person.
Mm-hmm. I've seen
him. And they both are very good candidates. And what you have to say about this campaign, and I want to credit both of them. We've seen their ads on TV. Chuck Brewer's up on TV now with his ad. It has been one of the most positive campaigns I can remember.
No mudslinging.
Not yet. I don't know if it'll get that way.
I wouldn't sling no mud. I mean, you got a jarhead,
right?
Okay, I'm a Marine. I can say that. You got Chuck Brewer, a Marine, and you got Joe Hogsett, all that law enforcement background, and you know, Attorney General. You know, he knows some peoples.
Yeah,
he knows.
He knows some people. You don't want. I don't think they need one.
But you have a choice.
They both got some power.
You know, you do have a choice this election. These are two different people from two different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chuck Brewer coming in from the kind of the business side. Joe Hogsett coming in from more of the public service side. So you do have two different backgrounds here to choose from. You got, you know, federal prosecutor. You got Mr. Brewer coming in with his business background, worked for Sears, has done a number of things, was in corporate at Sears before he went and became the entrepreneur, decided to move to Indianapolis, start his business. So, I mean, both of these guys have their perks. So you just have to look at their bios.
Right.
Because they are both very good candidates.
And they
both run extremely good campaigns so far.
Yep.
And you got to credit both of them because... You know, last time around, it got pretty nasty.
Yeah,
it did. And 4 years ago, it was pretty nasty.
That's not politics. Used to be nasty. It used to, you know, people. That's why
eight years ago, folks
didn't like. You know, it was really, really, really nasty politics. But you got two good men, like you said, they both love. I know they both love the city.
Yeah,
they both love our young people, and they want. They got big time family values, both of them. They love our country. You know, I say that, you know, anytime, and I'll say this for any Marine, I'm just biased for service people. When you put your you agree to put your life on the line for your country, I mean, that's deep because a lot of folks don't understand that. But when you put your life in line for your country, you're saying that your country is more important than anything else, and you'll die for your country. That's deep.
You've done that.
Yeah. I've signed that dotted line. I've been there. You know, I'm ready to go to Vietnam, ready to go to Brute Lebanon. I went to Brute Lebanon. You know, I was there. I mean, you didn't think about it. That's what you did. You know, and that's a lot of folks. And I was in the room last night at Purdue, and I don't think there was a lot of veterans in that room because there were a lot of educated folks that went to college. They look great. I'm glad they went to college. They went to college, got degrees and their masters, and they stayed on campus. But, you know, that's a big decision when you decide you're going to raise your hand, you know, take that oath, and knowing that you can make the ultimate sacrifice. That is deep. And you don't even think about it. You just do.
Oh, yeah.
So we got two great men that it's going to be awesome. I don't know who's going to win, but it's going to be great. But that's why I said you got to register to vote. You ain't registered to vote. You can't. You got no voice. Can't complain. Well, you can, but don't mean nothing.
But both of them have good plans. If you look at their plans or on their websites, you can compare them. They've got economic development plans. You know, they've got, in some ways, what they want is similar.
Yeah.
There are some things that Mary Ballard has done they want to carry over.
Yep.
I think a lot of what Joe Hogsett's talked about is continuing and building upon what Mayor Ballard's done. And I know after hearing Chuck Brewer at a forum, it's the same thing. You know, but they also want to do some things different.
Right. Yeah.
So
my thing is I want to know, and we're going to find this out as we go through this campaign. I want to know. Let me put it like this. We might not make contact today, but we won't give up until they're on our airways.
Right.
Because so, I want to know. I really want to know from both of them what they're going to do about and for our young people. I really, really want to know that in my heart because I'm 60 and I'm older. Our young kids are a little bit different than me. They think a little bit different than me. In the job market, you stay on the job now maybe 2 years and you quit and you go find another job. I've seen a lot of graduates from Ben Davis High School go to college and they already got two or three jobs. Good jobs, but they're on one job 2 years, and then they switch into another job. Now, that's different than from back in the day when you go to school,
get one job, be
there 30 years, 60 years, get the gold watch. Now it's two years.
Get your pension and go.
Yeah, you're going somewhere else. Different mindset of thinking.
You know, I've been, last few weeks, I've had opportunity to see an interview with Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
Yeah.
I actually put up a quote from it's on my board. He said, "Don't follow your passion, but bring it with you."
Wow.
That's a great quote when you think about it. Yeah. But his point was that there's a guy that he does the Dirty Jobs show, or he did. Is it still on the air, Dirty Jobs?
Yeah,
a little Discovery. Bit.
He does.
He's also doing, I think, a CNN show now. But Mike Rowe wanted his Screen Actors Guild card.
Okay.
And the only way you could get it was, and this is his, he tells this story, only way you could get it was to be in something.
Okay.
So the only way you got into anything was to have a Screen Actors Guild card. So you could go the stage route and buy one.
Dang.
So he said, oh, well, I'll try that. So he joined the opera in Baltimore, which you think of Mike Rowe, you know, now he's, you know, birthing cows and doing all these things on Dirty Jobs.
Hey, it's a dirty job, but someone's got
to do it. Here he was singing opera. He said he learned the shortest opera he could find. He went and auditioned, got the job. So he's in the Baltimore Opera, and he was there for like 7 years at the Baltimore Opera. And he said,
oh my goodness,
he did it, but he said he stayed with the opera. He was able to get his card, his Screen Actors Guild card. And he went, and later on he became the host of Dirty Jobs. But he talked about how the people who do Dirty Jobs are oftentimes the happiest people that because he said a lot of these folks saw where everybody was going and went a different way.
Right.
So, like, the guy who spends his day covered in sewage, for example, when he goes home, he takes a shower, it all washes off, then he goes and sits by his pool and sips martinis all night, you know, because he's made it, you know, he's made it. he makes a lot of money. And, you know, I have a friend who is an exterminator and killing bugs. He said, put his kids through college.
It doesn't work. I mean, yeah.
You know, maybe that doesn't appeal to you going in and taking out a hornet's nest out of somebody's
guys like
house.
That.
But we need somebody. You know, somebody has to do it.
Yeah, it's a
I'm
job.
Glad. Yeah, you need that job.
So what you're talking about is sometimes you see which way everybody else is going and you realize, oh, we're always going to need mechanics. We're always going to need engineers.
Always.
We're always going to need all these other. We're always going to need people to work on computers, phones, digital. Everything's digital these days. You know, so find your niche there.
But then again, speaking of niches, serving people. If you got the servant mentality, then you should never, ever be without a job, a job. And then if you go deeper with that, you know, as long as you understand that, you know, you're in a servant mentality, you'll be very successful no matter what you do, you know. But you got to serve people.
Mm-hmm. But I would say with these two candidates for mayor, when you talk about them and when you watch them, they are both doing
that.
That they found their passion, or they followed their passion, maybe, or they found it and they brought it with them.
And they also, and they both understand how powerful serving people are. I mean, even with Chuck, two businesses, it's the serving people. I mean, you don't have success unless you have an awesome product and folks are buying your product. And plus, you're treating the people right. I don't care how good stuff is. You treat them like crap, they ain't coming back.
Especially in a town like Indianapolis.
Exactly.
I mean, restaurants go live and go under every day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, we're one. Somebody said we're the biggest little city in the country.
There you go.
Because we have all these conventions and all these events and things, and that's what really keeps our downtown vibrant. Exactly. You know, we have a bunch of other problems, so we haven't even scratched the surface. But we do know how to throw a party here in Indianapolis. And, and you know, when these businesses, when these restaurants come online, if they're no good,
they won't be there long.
They're not going to be there long. That's right.
The empty space.
And, you know, we have plenty of examples of that downtown where a business just hadn't been able to make it.
Yeah, 38th Street. Yeah. Looks like a ghost town out there.
And that's sad because that used to be a vibrant corridor. I know
it's coming back, though.
I know the mayor and the city council and Maggie Lewis and
Mary Clark.
Yeah, everybody, Raju.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, that entire group of folks have really tried to, and they're doing it. Mm-hmm. But it just, I like what they've done.
But see how it was hurt.
Right.
Business is leaving.
Right.
You know, Lafayette Square Mall used to be the mall. I mean, it used to be a nice mall. I mean,
it wasn't Lafayette Square.
Yeah.
It was Lafayette Square.
It was really nice, you know, and it's got a ways to go if we can get back where it was.
But anyway, were talking about this West Side.
Well, that's probably where we might catch him if we don't catch him before then, because we didn't catch him today, but you will catch him at the Westside Chamber of Commerce. The host of Mayoral candidates on October 3rd at 7 p.m. in the MSD of Wayne Township, Chapel Hill, 7th and 8th grade center, 7320 West 10th Street. They will be there for your questions, and we're not going to give up trying to get them on our
way. And before, there's a meet and greet with council candidates.
Okay.
So that's from 6 to 7 p.m. There, so you can meet your city county council candidates. We won't be able to cover it live because we have inside Ben Davis football that night. So we won't
get somebody.
That's right. We'll have Coach Kirshner. He'll be on.
He'll be there.
Yeah. He can run for mayor on the west side. Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, that could happen.
In the next 4 years, we'll do it.
Yep.
Hey, Chuck. Look out! No,
look out!
No, we should also mention that we did. There's no Libertarian candidate this year for mayor. We did reach out, however, to the Joe Hogsett campaign about October 30th. Mm-hmm. So we may at some point have some news about October 30th. Don't know. Haven't received.
It'd be nice to have both of them do the
anything
same time.
Back.
Would that be wild? Have Chuck and Joe in the studio at the same time.
We've tried.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Get it over and done with. Y'all come in, talk to our young people, you know, have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
On the airways. You know, Giant 90.9.
I mean,
that'd be good. Yeah.
We've done it. Julia Carson, Andy Horning, and was it Kevin Fleming? No. Ran for Libertarian that year?
I don't remember.
They were in here.
All three of them.
Yeah.
Very civil.
We had David Sanders and Libertarian that ran against him.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get Steve Bouyer, but we had those two. So
it was cool.
We've done this before. We've done these things before. Yep, we had last cycle. We had Melina Kennedy and Bart Peterson in here,
mm-hmm.
or Melina Kennedy and Greg Ballard. Before that, we had Ballard and Bart Peterson.
Bart Simmons. Yep.
We've had success. So don't be afraid of us.
Yeah, we won't bite. Well, I'm
really nice people.
We're all nice.
And we do it for the kids. So,
yeah. I have a new language.
You know, the thing is, you and I are both been involved in politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, but we put that aside because we're not here to push one way or the other. Mm-mm. We just want to get the information out.
Yeah. Information out.
And you talk to me off the air, maybe I'll push one way or another. Yeah. But when we're here on these airwaves,
I'm pushing for the young.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I'm pushing.
And that's because you know that's what WBDG is for. It's not for us to push one way or the other. Mm-hmm. It's for you to get out and you to vote November 3rd. And that's the important thing. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Just get out and vote November 3rd. There's only two things on the ballot. I swear it will take you like 2 seconds to vote.
2 seconds.
I guess if you're some of the small towns may have other
issues,
things on the ballot. Mm-hmm. But for the majority of the city, there's only two things on the ballot,
mm-hmm.
and that's mayor and council.
Young people,
unless you're, if you're Lawrence, I guess Lawrence mayor.
Right.
Beach Grove has Beach Grove mayor and council.
Right.
Maybe Claremont has like town council. I think they have a town council. Speedway will have its town council.
Town mayor or manager.
Speedway?
We got manager.
They have a town manager.
Town manager.
Yeah, works for their council.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. But it's an awesome thing. And, you know, there's nothing better than the right to vote, because that's your say in government.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Complain to yourself.
Well, you can, but nobody will listen to you.
Go outside, talk to a tree. That's all you're going to get.
If you want to know, you want to get a politician's attention, I am a voter. Put that as your...
Yeah.
I voted for you last election.
And y'all, do your Google. You'll find so many races that were decided by one, two, or three, four
votes.
And
council races are that way. I mean, my friend Karen Horseman lost by two votes.
Yeah, Karen. All right, Karen.
Lost by two votes. I remember Karen.
Two.
So she can tell you votes matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we didn't get it done today, but we'll get it done. But you can get it done and go check them out on... as they present the vision for the Indianapolis and the city of Indianapolis on the 2015 Candidates Forum presented by the Westside Chamber of Commerce, Tuesday, October 13th at 7 p.m. at Chapel Hill, 7th and 8th Grade Center.
Yep.
But we'll keep trying to get them on the airways here because young people, are so important. And I get tired of seeing all the negative news about young people killing young people, and that's a whole new show. But I am tired of our young people killing each other. It don't make no sense. Nothing. That's a whole. We're gonna deal with that when we get back from break. So we off 2 weeks. Break. Got a break coming up.
Two weeks break to get
a chance for the revamp. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with new stories, and who knows if we get the candidates on the airways. But we'll be dealing with stuff and things to uplift and highlight the lives of
pay attention to our Twitter at WBDG.
Folks like that Twitter. Information. Twitter's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I got retweeted a couple of times last night. Up at Purdue. Sorry, John. Sorry to say it again.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So anyway, I guess it's time to better try. But guess what? To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be the copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, I say it again, you're still doing it. Look like crap. Walk around with your pants hanging out. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I've been to a university last night. They weren't sagging last night. Nobody on the campus was sagging. They weren't sagging at Purdue last night. They weren't. I didn't see them. Pull your pants. Pull them up. I just damn them. I get tired of seeing it. The old man.
Is he doing it again?
He's still doing it. Oh, man. Old dude, pull up your pants.
Bro, put them up.
Hey, when I was at Arby's, what? The other day for Inside Ben Davis football, I saw a young guy run across the street holding his pants up.
My
car.
Oh, man. The law enforcement, they don't mind because you can't get away. They like probably said, keep sagging the pants. We'll catch you faster. You knucklehead. Should be doing bad things anyway. Should be in school, get an education, and go to IU or go to Purdue or go to college. Make something. Change the world. Run for mayor.
All right, Chuck, I'll get you later. All right, Joe, I'll get you later. Views Express School Time, that's the Views Limited. Wayne Township, Bendis High School, Giant 98.9. See you next week. No, you won't. See you in 2 or 3 weeks because break is coming up and go Giants. Play football. As the man would say, hit something. See you next time on School Talk.